Good morning. Today's scripture reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 22. Ephesians 2, 13 to 22. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility. By setting it aside in His flesh, the law and its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in Himself one new humanity, out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which He put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through Him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of His household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus Himself as the chief cornerstone. In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in Him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. This is God's Word. Seven years ago, when Michelle and I, pre-kids, moved to Maryville, Tennessee, we felt a bit like strangers and foreigners. We didn't know a soul in East Tennessee. But when we came here, what we found was a family. All along the way, from our first turbulent child to our second more even-keeled one to now our third, all along the way, this church family has been extraordinarily generous to us. You have helped us in our time of need with gifts, with cards and compassion and kindness and child care and everything else in between, gifts of food. Because you see, in the church, no matter where you go, when we are Christ's church, what you find is a family. That's exactly what Jesus came to do. Is in all of our differences, in all of our failings, He came to preach peace, to tear down the walls of hostility that divide us, and to make us one. God's household, God's family. We are not a perfect church, but there are no perfect churches. The church is simply a gathering of people, and people have problems, and so churches have problems. We are people. People fallen from God's glory. We are people ravaged by the negative spirit of our age. We are people divided by a polarized culture. We are people who have contracted the self-centered disease of this current generation. We are people who are sick and needy. The body of Christ is wounded and bleeding. And Satan is roaring. Like a lion, he is prowling among us even this morning, seeking someone that he might devour. He's like a shark who smells the blood in the water. That fallen angel, he seeks to bring us down. That old serpent, he's trying to devour us by making us turn on one another. He is a wolf that is among the sheep, who's trying to scatter us in every direction. But we have a perfect Savior. There is only one perfect Savior. We cannot save ourselves, only Jesus can save us. And sometimes the thing we need to be saved from the most is ourselves. But our Savior came into a world that was full of hostility. And He came and He preached a message of peace to our divided world. He came to break down the walls that separate. He came to reconcile us together and preach a message of peace. In fact, He died on the cross for the purpose of bringing us together as one. He came into this world to build a household, to create a family. His desire was to gather people from the east and from the west, and to sit us all down together at the same table. And He is there at the head of that table. Jesus is there and He passes the one bread. He raises the one cup and He says, "Drink from it, all of you." Around the table in His house, there are no distinctions. We're no longer Jew and Gentile. We're no longer black and white. We're no longer slaves or free men. Around this table, we don't see male and female. There is no longer old and young. Around this table, we are all one in Christ Jesus. But even at this table, Satan whispers in our ears. He tries even right now to divide us. Even now he is whispering in some of your ears to leave the table. Some of us claim we would never leave. And yet before the morning, some of us will act like we don't know him. As we gather here today, the words of our Savior quietly whisper through these walls like an imploring voice on the wind. The words are those of His final prayer. "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you." Do you hear his voice? Listen. Do you hear it? Do you hear the words of the Spirit that he speaks to the churches? If you have ears, let them hear. Even now the Spirit is bringing to our remembrance the words of our Lord, that they all may be one. And the Spirit is pleading with you today. Don't leave the table. Don't give up on your family. Don't quench His voice. The Spirit's voice is true, and He pleads with us to be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We are not a perfect church. That's why we needed a perfect Savior. And that's why we lean on Him. That's why we claim His name. We are the church of Christ. We belong to Him. We are His bride. Even with all of our failures and our ugliness, with all of our spots and all of our wrinkles, Christ loved us and He gave Himself for us to make us holy, cleansing us by the washing of water through the Word, and to present us to Himself as a radiant church. We are His household, and we come to His table, and He desperately wants us all to be here. He wants to dwell here among us. He wants us to feel His presence and be a dwelling of His Spirit. He wants us all to be joined together, friends. He joins us together by giving us a new command. The first and the most important of all commands. Love one another. The way I have loved you. When we love people who are hard to love, we are loving like Jesus. When we stop loving people, we stop following Jesus. When we give up on people, we give up on Jesus. But Jesus wants us to be His chosen people. People who love like He loved. But how did He love? He got up from the table, wrapped Himself in a towel, began washing the disciples' feet. Feet that were dirty and soiled with the stink of this world. Our Lord stooped down to human feet. And He said, "As you have seen me do to you, so do ye to one another." We have all come to the table. And we sit around that table this morning, and Jesus has washed our feet, and His actions convict us. I want you to look around the room this morning. Look down the aisle. Look beside you. I want you to look around. I want you to look at each other. Look at the people sitting down the pew from you. Look at the people sitting in the back. Look at these folks, these wonderful folks up here in the balcony. You can look up there. Look up there. They're there. They're people too. Yeah, they're even waving to you. These people in the Amen corners with the best seats in the house. The voice of Jesus looks up from our feet this morning. And He says, "As you have seen me do to you, do ye to one another." Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. And forgive one another if any of you has any grievance against anyone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Brothers and sisters, we have been foreigners and strangers for far too long. It's time to stop our wandering. It's time for us to stop our grumbling and complaining like the Israelite children in the wilderness. It's time for us to come together as God's people. It's time for us to all be members of God's household. It is time for us to reject the things that divide us. It's time for us to be joined together and to rise to be a holy temple of our God. It is time for us to rise. But we cannot rise unless we're joined together. How can we rise? How can we rise and shine like stars in a dark and corrupt generation? If you have ears, listen to the words of the Spirit. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. It is time. It is time for us to get out of the mud and start rising up toward the stars. Sweet church, let us rise. Let all the world know that we are Jesus' followers by the love we have for one another. The hour has come for us to show what we're really made of and who we really belong to. Are we truly the church of Christ? It's time to rise. Perhaps I should stop right there. But I want us to sing a song together. This song, if Neil's got it, some of you know it, some of you may not know it. You got it, Neil? They may have deleted it. This is a song that really, it's called Build Your Kingdom Here. Some of you may know this. If you don't, try to join in, but it's a powerful song that really, more than any other song I know, is encouraging us to rise and be God's household. It's a prayer that's asking God to come here, right here in this place, and build His kingdom here. Let's try to sing it together. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, help us rise. Heal us by Your Spirit. Cast out our demons. Fill every valley and low place. And every mountain and hill make low. Build up the hearts of the weary ones in this gathering today. And bring down the hearts of the arrogant and prideful. Create a highway for the Lord to come into every heart. Lord Jesus, turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. And the hearts of the children to the fathers. Make us one. Bring us together. Melt our hearts so that we come together like we've never come together before. Make us one body for the one Lord. Make us be what You died for us to be. Make us Your household, Your temple, Your church. Make us God's big family. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, are you a part of that family? If not, you need to be. Won't you come to Jesus? Give your life to Him. You've been waiting. Do it today. And rise and be a part of the kingdom of God that will transcend and outlast everything else. Be a part of a kingdom that will stand and cannot be shaken. Won't you come to Jesus and believe in Him and confess His name and be plunged into Him in baptism today? Or if you need prayers because maybe you have not been trying to be a part of the one kingdom and you need to just confess that and ask for prayers, if we can help you, come to Jesus as we stand and sing.